You're listening to SBS News.
Sudan Civilian Alliance, the Declaration of Freedom and Change Forces, called for a million-person march. And as the day wore on, it appeared they weren't far off. Hundreds of thousands of people from all over the country united in another mostly peaceful demonstration. But some Sudanese are frustrated.
It took us 4 years of protesting to reach this point. We persevered through security forces and bullets and everything. We will persevere through Ramadan under any pressure, under any challenges. We will persevere until all our demands are met.
The protesters marched to a sit-in outside the military headquarters in Khartoum. The armed forces took interim control when they overthrew President Omar al-Bashir last month, agreeing to, as soon as possible, transfer power to a civilian administration. But that hasn't happened. There is a deadlock, partly over the role of generals in the transitional period. The military wants more generals and civilians, while the civilian opposition wants equal representation. The two parties are also at odds over the length of the transitional period before the elections. The military says 2 years is enough, but the civilian alliance wants four. Ahmed Adam from the University of London says the general public appears in favour of civilian rule.
So right now, actually, the equation, the balance in the equation of power right now on the ground, actually in the direction of the civilians. And civilian, they want civilian rule, and that is very important actually for them.
The civilian alliance has submitted a draft of a new constitution to the interim military rulers, but talks have been slow, and the two parties are only communicating through mediators. A spokesman for the civilian alliance, Al-Rashid Saeed, expects a response soon.
We will not allow any appointment of anyone in the Transitional Sovereign Council until there is an agreement. We expect the Military Transitional Council to respond to our vision within 2 or 3 days.
The military has renewed its commitment to the negotiation process, but the protesters fear a counter-coup, and they plan to maintain their sit-in until the democratic transition is complete. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.